And good afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back on Cam Holmes. Cam Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. After a bit of a dark and wet and bit of a chilly Monday, boy, today much, much better. We're seeing some sunshine. We're seeing much warmer temperatures. Really a nice spring afternoon. And to find out if it's going to stick around or can we expect a little bit more of the wet stuff, to find out, we're joined again from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, what a difference 24 hours can make. Yesterday, wet and damp, and today, just a really nice day.
Just a perfect spring afternoon, and I think we'll get one more nice one tomorrow before the showers return. We'll see sunny skies through the afternoon, a little bit of cloud cover from time to time, highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 50 degrees, and light south winds. Sunshine Wednesday, high around 75, with south winds at 5 to 10. Cloudy Thursday, with a chance of showers and a high around 75 degrees. Showers Friday, with temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Saturday, cloudy with showers, a little bit cooler, high around 68, and a chance of showers Sunday with a high around 62 degrees, so a bit of a cool down there. Looks like we'll be back up into the 70s with sunshine early next week. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Yeah, the chance of that rain, but I can deal with it as long as those temperatures stay warm. And as you said, it looks like the 70s will stick around until maybe late in the weekend. But we have not had a stretch like this where the temperatures are at or above normal.
Yeah, it's a nice streak in terms of the temperatures, and that's the benefit of having this little these frequent disturbances moving through. They don't really disrupt the temperatures all that much. We don't have a real strong cold front coming through. The most significant thing we have is that little bit of a drop as we look ahead to Sunday. So overall, pretty pleasant in terms of temperatures. Just have to dodge those raindrops.
Absolutely. Well, Ray, thanks a lot. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, fair skies, beautiful day, really. I mean, boy, I love the days when it's around 70. That's, for me, perfect. I know there's some folks out there want to get it much warmer, but at the same time, get out there and enjoy this one. 68 degrees is the temperature. Winds out of the south at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 53. Relative humidity of 59%. The barometer at 30.14 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to be talking at 3:15 to former Wausau West hockey star Brady Cleveland. Brady just earned a gold medal as a member of the USA team at the U18 World Championships held in Switzerland just over a week ago. So a gold medalist playing for the U.S., just outstanding. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about his future with the University of Wisconsin men's hockey program, his participation coming up in the next few weeks at the NHL Combine, and likely selection in next month's NHL draft. So a lot to talk about with Brady Cleveland coming up in just a few minutes at 3:15 here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Mention the fact that we have high school baseball coming up, a marathon in Auburndale, and that first place showdown in the Merrillwood Conference South Division, 4:30 pregame on BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2, and then at approximately 7:30 on delay on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We cover, of course, marathon, Wausau West, and New McCathic. We try to get as much as we can with all of them. The Wausau West Warrior baseball team today is in action against the Merrill Blue Jays. And unfortunately don't have broadcast of that. But if you are a Wausau West fan who would like to hear that game, our friends at WJMT Radio out of Merrill will be covering the game. That's 96.3 FM and 7:30 AM WJMT. Also on BlueJay963.com. So that's BlueJay963.com. And searching out WJMT on mobile devices. So our good friends from WJMT will have the Wausau West Merrill baseball game. I'll have the second matchup between Wausau West and Merrill from Merrill coming up on Thursday on Bull Falls Radio. So again, busy time. We're heading to the final weeks. It's actually interesting, the final weeks not only of the spring sports season, but the final weeks of the school year. And I've said this before. It's you see these young people. I sometimes will see them as freshmen and sophomores participating, and then you see them grow and become so successful in whatever they do. And you see another group that's getting set to graduate. So again, it's been so much fun watching so many of these young people perform, and we're so very fortunate to have such outstanding, talented, smart, and I say good kids, and that's just as important as anything else. And one of those young people who's doing big things, Brady Cleveland. We're going to talk to Brady coming up next as we continue here on the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, just over a week ago, the United States U18 hockey team won a gold medal at the World Championships over in Switzerland. And one member of the U.S. U18 team and a member of the National Developmental Team for the last 2 years from Wausau West, Brady Cleveland. And Brady, back in central Wisconsin. Number one, congratulations. And number two, thanks for popping on over.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the game. I said when you came in here, I mean, I've seen enough hockey games where you get a feel for it. And sometimes a team will be down 1-0, and you feel like, man, it's coming, it's coming. Other times I feel like that's not coming, it's not our night. Your team was down 2-0 in the gold medal game against Sweden and had a couple of great opportunities in the third period, banged some pipes, had another shot that was stopped by the Swedish goaltender, but yet kept digging, got the 2 to tie, then won it in overtime. What was the game like? Because obviously there's a pressure in a gold medal game. You fall behind. Looked like playing pretty well. What was the mindset for your guys to be able to come back and earn the win in OT?
Yeah, I think for us, I mean, obviously game didn't really go how we wanted, and, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. So I think for our team, it was kind of, we've been in that situation before. I mean, we played 60 games during the season, so we knew we had all the tools and assets we needed to come back and win that game, and it was just a matter of getting that first goal. And I think just in the locker room, you know, going into the third period, we kind of all sat down together and he said, look at it. We've been training for 2 years. We're ready for this moment, and we're going to go out there and seize the opportunity, and that's what we did. I mean, like you said, we had some few opportunities, and their goaltender was very, very good, but as soon as we got one, and we cracked mm-hmm. them, and I knew it was over then, and you kind of, watching the game goes on, the momentum shifted, mm-hmm. and we had the gas on the pedal the whole time. So.
And finally, the feeling when in overtime, if you call it the golden goal to win the gold medal, what was that moment like, and then the immediate aftermath for you and your team?
It was special. You know, I think leading up to the overtime, we took a penalty with about a minute left in the game, so that was kind of nervous for us. It was 5-on-4, and I just knew we had to kill that penalty off when we'd win the game, and luckily we went into overtime in the 4-on-3, and we did a job. We had a lot of block shots and had a great goaltending the whole tournament, and then went down and just fired one on net. You know, it wasn't the most pretty goal, but it went in the net. And I mean, just sitting on the bench, I think everybody didn't expect that shot to go in. And as soon as it did, it was just chaos out there. Everybody's jumping the boards, throwing their helmets, and we just couldn't believe it. It was awesome.
Is this the end of your tenure now with the national developmental team? Was this the end of the line for that?
Yeah, so I'll be done. I'll be done playing there now, unless I make USA World Juniors or any of the men's events. So,
right.
I've been really honored to play there, and unfortunately it's over, but things must come to an end.
Well, I'm sure that opportunities, hopefully, with the U.S. teams in the future, but as you take a look, it's been a two-year process. You said it's 60 games. I mean, it's as close as probably you're going to come to a professional lifestyle in terms of the amount of hockey and the amount of traveling to be over in Europe and be part of this. How would you put it all together, this two-year span? How much was surprising? How much was expected? How much have you changed as both a person and as a hockey player because of the incredible experiences for the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, I didn't really know what to expect going in there. And then obviously you get there, you hear stuff about it from other people. But I don't think anything anybody told me before I went there was like really, really the same. I mean, everybody has a different experience, but you just got to know going in there, you just got to put your head down and go to work. And I think that's what everybody on my team did, including me. And, you know, it's long days, a lot of travel, like you said, so you kind of got to get used to that. But I think overall, like the difficult times playing at the program and the training schedule and all our regiment, I think that kind of helps you be a better person, a better hockey player.
How good was that team? Because, you know, we talk about the gold medal game. That whole tournament, pretty dominant. I guess, you know, you've been around hockey. How good was that team that you played with? And I imagine it's going to be a pretty high bar, you know, in the future, hopefully to play with a level of that team. But how good was that team?
Yeah, I don't even know how to put into words how good our team was. I mean, I think it's just the whole season. Like, I think our final record, we had over 50 wins on the season. That's pretty impressive for us. But I think our team was really good. We had a lot of skill, a lot of depth. And then we all brought it together, bought into what coach was saying, and everybody accepted their role and just we learned how to win.
Mm-hmm. You played a lot of good teams. Who was the best team that you played against this past season? Because you play a lot of, you know, D1 college teams and I imagine a lot of junior teams. And I mean, who was the best team that you played this past year?
I'd probably have to say the Minnesota Gophers. They were a really skilled team. Obviously, they lost in the final championship game in the NCAA. But no, they were a really skilled team and they had a lot of good players. So we went there and played them on Mariucci, and the ice was a little bit bigger too, so they had the home ice advantage. But I remember that game started, and it was like, wow, these guys are like, they have a lot of NHL talent on that team and guys that are playing in the NHL now. So
again, we're talking to Brady Cleveland, former Wausau West hockey standout back here in central Wisconsin after earning a gold medal at the U18 World Championships in Switzerland just over a week ago. As we look forward in your hockey career, and we've talked about this in the past, University of Wisconsin, played in the Cardinal White at the Kohl Center. Obviously some changes within the program as Coach Mike Hastings has come on board. Has anything changed for you in terms of your plans? Because last time we talked, it was going to be heading over to Madison for this upcoming school year and be part of the Badger hockey program. Obviously change occurs. Any change for you? Is it still the plan that you had to be wearing the Badger colors next year?
I think for me, it was pretty easy just to stay with my plan. I mean, I never even thought about changing my commitment or going somewhere else to play. I think just my whole life I've worked for that, and I really want to play there. And then I knew that when Tony got fired that they were going to get a good coach, and they brought Hastings on. He reached out, me and all my friends that are going to be playing there next year, and he really, really sounds like a very well-spoken guy and knows how to win. I mean, if you look at his record, he's got a lot of wins under his belt, a lot of championships, and hopefully he'll be able to bring his experience and help the guys out next year.
What's that conversation like the first time? Because, you know, it's different. I mean, this is the new boss, I guess you would call it, when you had a chance to talk to Coach Hastings. What was the first conversation like?
I think he called me, and it was about a week before our tournament over in Switzerland, and he kind of just reached out and said, hey, I'm looking forward to watching you over in the tournament, and I know
no pressure there. Huh?
Yeah, he's had some experiences overseas too, so he was kind of telling me about Switzerland a little bit because he's been there, and he just said, you know, just keep working, take what's given, and just go out there and win the gold medal. I think that was, he didn't really talk much about UW in that first conversation, but he was just reaching out and he sounded like a great guy.
What's the plan now? Because you've mentioned to me that you're here in town, spent some time with friends and family here during the early part of the summer. When does the real work at UW begin? Because I'm just, for those folks who may not be familiar, because obviously it's different when you get to the Division I college level and you go back to, you know, I have school and everything else. What is the plan now? When do you first start working with the Badgers?
So June 13th, I have to be down there in Madison, and that's when we'll start training and skating, and then all the rest of the guys come like a week later. So then the whole team will be back, and then that's when the process really starts, of just going in the weight room together, getting the team chemistry and all that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
How many guys do you know? I mean, because you've been through this process. You've been, I would say, a member of the Badger family for a while since you made your announcement. How many of the guys do you know that were either on the team or guys that are coming into the program? Is it a lot of guys that you're familiar with?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty familiar with a lot of them. I mean, a lot of the kids that are coming in with me next year, I played against them, and they're really good people. And then obviously some of the kids I played against on the Badgers when we played them this year. And no, on my visit and my unofficial visits when I went down there, they're always super welcoming and super nice. So, I mean, I don't know them really personally, but I know them as teammates, and they're all really nice. So,
what is the strength of your game as you go to Madison? Maybe what are the people going to notice when they see Brady Cleveland, both in terms of just the off-season workouts and then especially when the games get underway?
I'd probably say just for me, I'm just like defensive defenseman, stay at home. I'm going to physically hit people when they go into the corners. That's part of my game that I like. And I think just overall, just being steady defensively and getting the pucks up to my forwards and letting them do their job.
And as you get into it, I mean, obviously you learn a lot during the last couple of years. I can only imagine how different you are as a hockey player from when you left West after your sophomore year to now after those 2 years. But what are the areas that you're still looking to say, hey, I'm going to have to get better here, here, and here in order to make you the best player you can be and also help Wisconsin get to where they would like to be, back near the top of the national standings?
Yeah, I think for me it's just going to be like working on my puck skills, stick handling, puck control, all that, just the little things that are going to help me out, just be a better hockey player and move the pucks up forward. And then also maybe chipping in a little bit more offensively. I think I can get some shots through from the point and really help create offense in that way.
In terms of outside of hockey in Madison, do you have any idea what you want to kind of look at in terms of studies? Because obviously when you start, sometimes it's like, you know, it's good to get your toe wet in a lot of different areas, but do you have an idea on where you're going to want to try to go academically at Wisconsin?
I haven't really thought about it too much. I think I've looked into a few things, but I haven't really made up my mind, so we're just going to go down there, take a few classes, see what I really like.
Finally, for this segment, I got to take a quick break here in just a moment, but this may be, I don't know if you've even answered this question before, because over the last couple of years in college sports, there's been such a sea change when it comes to that NIL. And I think that maybe when you first were talking to Wisconsin and signing on, things have changed over the years. Has that had any impact with you? Are there any opportunities for you as you go into the college realm? Because, I mean, it really has been just an earthquake, I think, in college athletics. So over the last couple of years, and you're kind of right in the middle of it, starting your college career. Is there anything that you can share about your experiences with that?
Yeah, I think it's great opportunities for athletes, especially in the smaller sports, just to get a little bit extra money. I mean, for me, I haven't really done anything. I think last year I signed a deal with True Hockey, so I was using their skates and sticks, and then obviously you get some stuff for that. And I mean, I think that's a good start for me, and then obviously next year I want to reach out to companies and kind of see what their thoughts on it are, and maybe they'll be able to do something. I know there's a golf company called Cleveland Golf, and I reached out to them, and I thought it'd be pretty cool if they could get me on board with something, work something out. But no, I think I haven't really done much into it, and I think honestly, I don't think a lot of people know too much about it, but I think as I get older and as time goes on, I think there'll be more opportunities for me, and just see where they go.
From what I've heard, it sounds as though the schools are getting more involved in it as well, and that's probably a good thing, because I imagine that with everything that's on your plate, to have to go out there and go ABC, to have some contacts would make it a lot easier. And again, it's just... again, it's got to be. It's just one more thing that college athletes are dealing with. But as you said, it's a good thing, and it's be once they kind of figure it all out, I imagine it would be even better.
Yeah. I think, like I said, they just got to figure some things out there. But I think it's just such a big market, and there's so many athletes that it can be hard to kind of manage all that. And then obviously the schools, they got to get involved and kind of help guide people, because, you know, they got to make the right decisions financially and things that are going to benefit them, not just them doing right. stuff for free for other companies.
Exactly. So. We got to take a quick time out. We're going to come back with a few more minutes. I've got to talk about that golden parachute down at the end, the National Hockey League, because I know that there's some interesting dates coming up, and we'll talk to Brady about that coming up next. Again, we're talking to Brady Cleveland, gold medalist in the U.S. Under 18 World Championship team that was just awarded the gold just over a week ago in future Wisconsin Badger. We'll have more coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 12. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, talking to a young man I had a chance to watch as a freshman and a sophomore. Would have loved to have been able to watch you over in Switzerland, but unfortunately still here. But former Wausau West hockey standout, and for the last 2 years, member of the United States National Developmental Team and a gold medalist at the U18 World Championships over in Switzerland, Brady Cleveland. And Brady, we talked about your experiences with the National Developmental Team, talking about your future with the Wisconsin Badgers, and also the NHL draft. And you are eligible to be drafted this year. And I know just last night the big news was the draft lottery. And in fact, I was reading a story over the weekend. It's about the Columbus Blue Jackets, talking about, because they were in the mix to get the number one pick. And they were talking about if they didn't get the number one pick, you know, 2, 3, 4. And one of your teammates was mentioned as one of the potential draft picks. So that just shows, again, the level of talent that that you've been playing with and against over the last couple of years. But when is the draft, number one? I imagine you know what the date is, right?
Yeah, the draft is at the end of June. I believe it's the 28th and 29th, so it's come up pretty quick.
What are your thoughts? I mean, are you expecting to be drafted this year?
Yes, I am. I think just over the course of the season, you know, I had a pretty good solid season, and luckily I've been able to be in the position where, yeah, I'll be drafted. So we just got to see where it goes. I know there's the NHL Combine's coming up here at the start of June, and I got to go there and do a lot of interviews and stuff, and I'm sure that could have some impact and see how good I do in those. But, yeah, we're just going to see what happens.
Have you had contact with anybody from the pro ranks up to this point, or is it just when you go to the Combine that you have some of these discussions? But have you had contact with maybe some professional teams in the run-up?
Yeah, so I think during the season that some of the teams would come in and interview, like, several guys from my teams, whatever they – guys they were interested in, and they'd kind of do either personality or kind of just ask questions about hockey stuff and just kind of get a feel for you as a player and a person. And I think just as the season went on, I mean, I've had interviews with over 20 teams, so I've been lucky enough to be in the position where I can talk to a lot of different teams and they can give me good feedback. But yeah, I think there'll be a lot more at the combine, and we'll just see what happens.
We talked in the past about how, again, hockey is different than some of the other sports, because the thought is, like, if you watch the NFL draft just recently, these guys, they go straight. They're done with their college careers. They're going to the pros. Here, you're just starting your college career. And again, reading that article over the weekend, your teammates went to BC, I believe, Boston College, and the plan is going to go to Boston College for a year at the very least. Is that something that, again, that you're going to Wisconsin, or could something turn your head to say, hey, I would rather start my pro career early? Could you explain maybe what the process is here in the next month or two because of your decision-making process?
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, it's pretty set that I'm going to Wisconsin, but, you know, there's obviously different teams and they have different requirements. So if a team drafted me and they wanted to play me in the Ontario Hockey League or somewhere up in Canada, then I would have to do that. But for right now, I'm really set on going to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and I've talked to teams about it, and I've told them that, so they know, and I mean, hopefully they can respect that decision, but if not, then I have to do what I have to do.
Exactly. And when you mentioned, like, the Ontario Hockey League, I think, you know, over the years, the greatest players who ever played the game played there, and that's sort of an equivalent to college, isn't it? I mean, in a sense, it's kind of similar, or is it very different? I mean, am I wrong on that?
I mean, it's pretty similar for, like, the skill, I'd say, but I think just the pool of players, it's a lot more younger players, so it's going to be your players that are anywhere from 21 at the oldest to 16, 17 years old, and then in college, obviously, you got a lot of older players, so mm-hmm. I think that's the only really big difference. But I think just, like, there's a lot of high skill in the Ontario Hockey League, probably more than college, and, you know, obviously, there's a lot of prospects now going through college, so that's kind of changed a little bit, but I think just overall, I mean, the skill is pretty similar.
And when you look at, again, going to Wisconsin, because when I grew up, I'm old. I was, you know, back in the day when I used to watch hockey Badgers on public television on tape delay, and, you know, great years, national championship years. We talked about this in the past, but again, that's important to you to try to be part of the renaissance of Wisconsin hockey, and I think a lot of folks around here feel like there's no reason why Wisconsin should not be at least in the mix when it comes to college hockey in the U.S. Is that the way you look at it as well?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if you look at last year, even, I mean, they had a really good team. They just couldn't pull some games together, and hopefully the coaching change and then a little bit of a new team, I guess, with a bunch of new players coming in, stuff that can hopefully turn it around. I think just overall, we just need to be able to kind of look back on that legacy that the Wisconsin program has and take pride in that and try to bring it back.
After you won the gold last week, how many people did you hear from?
I mean, a lot. I went into the locker room after the game and whatever. We had to pack the bus and all that, and I looked at my phone, and there's about 25 text messages on it, and some of the people I didn't even know who were texting me. But, a lot of people reached out and were super, like, supportive, and we're like, congratulations, and, you know, that's a great feeling. So
we've gone through a lot of different aspects here, and again, this would be your graduating year at West, right?
Yep.
This would be it. When you look at, you know, going through the last 2 years, winning gold medal, getting ready to go to the NHL combine, perhaps get drafted for the pros, does it almost seem like surreal at times where it's happening so quickly, or does it seem like it's just the natural progression?
Yeah, I think at times, you know, it can get a little bit overwhelming, and you just got to kind of step back and just realize, like, this is how it goes. Like, you know, life goes by quick, and you just kind of have to take every day at a time and do your best. And I think even yesterday I was all alone by myself in my room, and I kind of just sat there and was like, wow, like, this has really gone by quick. And I know when I made the NTDP, they always said, like, all the alumni, like, this is going to be the best 2 years of your life, and it's going to go by really fast. And sure enough, that's exactly how it went. So, no, I think just being able to kind of not get overwhelmed and just relax and realize that, you know, life goes by quick and you just got to do your best at it and try to impact the people around you.
What is your support system? Because, I mean, that's one thing what I think about being such a young man. I mean, obviously you're very mature. You've gone through quite a bit, but at the same time, you know, are you 18 now?
Yep, 18.
How do you go about when maybe something does come up where you know, geez, I need something to lean on, some kind of secure, you know, guidepost? What I imagine that, you know, within the program there were aspects, but at the same time there's probably personal aspects as well. How do you go about trying to stay centered in such a wild ride over the last few years?
Yeah, I think first off, like my family and stuff, I think that's always really important. And, you know, when hard times come up, like that's the first person I go to, and all my family's super supportive of me and they want me to do the best, so they'll do anything to help. But then also just myself personally, just being able to kind of learn how to deal with situations that don't go the right way or anything. And like you said, I've been through a lot, so I've kind of figured out ways to do that, and I'm grateful for that, and that's a tool I'll keep with me the rest of my life.
And then when folks who remember our previous conversation, you did lose your dad a couple of years ago. What were the thoughts after winning a gold medal for the United States of America? I imagine that he was on your mind very quickly.
Yeah, so before every game of the tournament, I always say a little quick prayer and kind of just talk to him a little bit and just know that he's watching down on me, and I just want to go out there and make him proud. And as soon as I got that gold medal, I just kissed it and held it up to the sky and was like, that's for you. Like all the stuff I've been through, all the tears and all that was just kind of right there. I knew he was watching down. And my grandma, so my dad's mother, she sent me a text before the game and was like, she was like, you just go out there and make him proud, and I know he's watching down on you. So that's exactly what we did.
Well, I know that a lot of folks around here are very proud of you. It's a thrill for all of us who've been able to see you to grow as a hockey player, as a young man, and to be able to continue just to take these steps and to continue to have success. It's been just outstanding. And I guess finally, when you're here in town, you said it, you know, like yesterday you're by yourself. What's it like when you've traveled the world and then to come back to home base? I mean, because a lot of us, we're here, you know, I grew up in this area. I've been kind of in this area for a long time. For somebody like you to be in these incredible venues in Europe and around the country and to do what you've been able to do and to be able to accomplish, what's it like when you have this time to come home? Does it feel slower? Do you appreciate it more? What's it like to come back after the excitement of what you've been able to accomplish to come back and settle here for a little while?
Yeah, I think for me, I just appreciate it more. Like, you know, being away from family and friends is pretty difficult at a young age. So I just go and make sure to see all of them and spend time with them because those are the people I really love, and just take some time for myself and kind of just go and work out by myself, go and do the little things and just kind of enjoy life and just realize like this is kind of a little bit of a down period, but not at the same time because I still have to be training and that stuff. But I just take every day at a time and kind of just enjoy the little moments that I get. And yeah.
And how exciting is it to know that the next step is going to that combine? I imagine that, you know, you can relax a little bit, but boy, I mean, I bet you that you look at that calendar and it's got to be an exciting time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, when I first got invited to the combine, I was pumped for it and just been talking to my agent and all the other people about it. And it sounds like it's going to be a great experience. So I'm really looking forward to that and just want to do my best, obviously, and have some good interviews with teams, and yeah, we'll see how it goes.
One final question. Who's your favorite NHL team? The team you've been rooting for your life. I mean, it doesn't mean you're going to go there or anything, but who's been your favorite team?
My favorite team since growing up was the Colorado Avalanche. I know Matt Duchene, he used to play there a long time ago in his prime, and he was my favorite player. Obviously, I'm not a forward anymore, but I don't know why or how I started liking them. It was probably the logo or something when I was little, but I got pictures from when I was probably about 6 or 7 wearing the Avalanche jersey, and that's been my team ever since.
Very cool. Well, must have been a tough Game 7 against Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats again on the gold. Best of luck for the next couple of months. You know, have a great time at the combine. Have a great time at the draft. I mean, it'll be a great moment. Are you going to the draft? Or are you going to just watch it?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to the draft.
Where is it this year?
Nashville.
Nashville. So, again, best of luck. Again, congrats. It's great to have you come by again, and we'll definitely stay in touch as your career continues.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Brady Cleveland, former Wausau West hockey standout and gold medalist with the U.S. U18 team just a week and a half ago. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come right back here on Bow Falls. Wausau West High School softball team will hold a benefit for Emmett Heindel, who is an 18-month-old little boy that was diagnosed on April 25th with acute lymphocytic leukemia. Emmett is the son of Claire and Ben Heindel from Wausau. Claire is the JV softball coach for Wausau West. Emmett is also the grandson of Matt Meyer, who is part of the Wausau West softball coaching staff. Fully Promoted is creating t-shirts to be purchased at Wausau West on May the 16th for $20 to help support the Heindel family through this long journey. If interested in helping support this cause, please come to Wausau West on Tuesday, May 16th. Purchase a shirt and watch the JV and varsity teams take on Wisconsin Rapids in the final game of the regular season. The game starts at 4:30. All proceeds from these shirts will go to the Heindel family. We ask the community to have Emmett and the Heindel family in their thoughts and prayers throughout this journey. Thoughts and prayers go out to the Heindel family and the Meyer family from the entire Wausau West softball team.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of me. What are you looking at? Answer, not much. I think they know that I'm them. Think they think I'm rich, but I'm only outskirts and jizz on the edge.
Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today, May the 9th of 2023. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actress Candace Bergen, probably best known for being Murphy Brown for many years on CBS. Also in Miss Congeniality. In fact, she is still working today. Candace Bergen, 77 years old. Happy birthday to her. Billy Joel. Billy Joel, hit maker for the 70s, 80s, into the 90s, and then stopped making new records, but he has continued to tour, make incredible amounts of money, bringing in huge crowds everywhere he goes. Billy Joel turning 74 years old. Actor John Corbett. I remember him first on Northern Exposure. Then, of course, he was part of the My Big Fat Greek Wedding movies. Also, he was on Sex and the City, played one of the boyfriends of the Carrie Bradshaw character, John Corbett, turning 62 years old today. Actress Rosario Dawson, Sin City, Daredevil, The Mandalorian, many others as well. Rosario Dawson is 44 years old today. Reality star Audrina Patridge is 38. That's one title I'm glad I never got. Reality star. So happy birthday to all those, and happy birthday to you if you're somebody out there tuned in right now who's celebrating their birthday here on May the 9th. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1868, the city of Reno, Nevada was founded. Also, on this date in 1955, Sam and Friends debuted on a single U.S. television channel. Do you
say, what difference does that make? Sam and Friends, I never heard about that. Well, it did mark the first television appearance of both Jim Henson and what would become Kermit the Frog and the Muppets. On this date in 1974, three Detroit thieves set a record by stealing 32,500 used watches from a Goodwill Industries warehouse. On this date in 1987, Tom Cruise and Mimi Rogers were married. On this date in 1990, Irish singer Sinead O'Connor refused to appear on Saturday Night Live after chauvinist comedian Andrew Dice Clay was named as host. I once saw Andrew Dice Clay in Los Angeles. I was off on vacation seeing some friends of mine. We went off to the Comedy Store, the world famous Comedy Store, to see some stand-up. It's the middle of the week. It was very quiet, not a big crowd. And among the performers was Andrew Dice Clay. And me and my friend sat up front, really stupid. And then really, really stupid on my part was that I ordered kind of a fruity drink. Well, Andrew Dice Clay saw that and he started riding me. Riding hard, but it didn't matter because he stunk. my brush with fame right there, Andrew Dice Clay, many, many years ago. On this date in 2000, the owner of a small Dutch tobacco shop won $4.1 million in the lottery by mistake. Having accidentally printed up more tickets than he could sell, he was forced by law to buy the remainder himself. One of the extra tickets was a big winner. Yeesh. On this date in 2014, Vladimir Putin visited Crimea for the first time since annexing the region. And on this date in 2019, a new Australian $50 banknote misspelled responsibly as on 46 million notes. So you hate to have those misspellings on currency. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Childhood Depression Awareness Day. Also, Hooray for Buttons Day. It is Lost Sock Memorial Day. Butterscotch Brownie Day. Tear the tags off the mattress day. We're not supposed to do that, but today you can do it. Tear the tags off the mattress day. And this one's a big one. National Teacher Day. Lots of great teachers. And again, I want to mention, just to underline it, we just been discussing a lot the issue in Wausau East. It does not take away from all the great work that is done by teachers. So again, just want to underline that because it is National Teacher Day, and I'm sure we all have teachers that were so vitally important in terms of helping us at one time or another, whether it has very young people or even helping us as we got older. So have a terrific National Teacher Day. Again, I want to thank my guest earlier this hour, Brady Cleveland, the former Wausau West hockey standout who's doing such big things on the international stage. And again, congratulations on that gold medal as a member of the United States of America U18 national team that won in Switzerland just about 10 days ago. But again, great to hear from Brady Cleveland. Be very excited to see where he ends up with the NHL draft coming up next month as well. So Brady Cleveland, our guest earlier today. Well, don't forget high school baseball as Marathon takes on Auburndale. We'll have that one coming up live online, BowFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream number 2. Again, Sports Stream 2, BowFallsRadio.com. If you go to BowFallsRadio.com, you'll see the programs listed, what's on the air now, what's coming up. Right below that, it'll say Sports 2 Stream, Sports 3 Stream. Click on Sports 2 Stream starting at 4:30 for the pregame and 4:45 for the first pitch. That game will also air on a delay basis here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa at approximately 7:30 tonight. CBS News at the top of the hour is coming up, and that will be followed by the Devil's Advocates, Crudy and Dom, coming up from 4 until 6. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and make sure, again, to get out there, enjoy it, enjoy the weather, and join me again tomorrow from 2 until 4 for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.